This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About maybe it's time for a new intro to the program. We've had that one for a while. Wow. Maybe something like a... Now until election day. Sing along, ladies and gentlemen.
Makes me want to go get a sub sandwich.
Okay, well, maybe not. I don't know. You tell us.
Yeah. See, you play that and I get hungry.
Right. Good stuff. Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. In the studio here, I've just taken the calendar from June and ripped it off right there. So it's officially July, by golly. And we have a lot going on this week. Darn right we do. We're going to be tomorrow at PetroServe USA in Valley City. So if you're traveling for the holiday, it's exit 292 in Valley City. We'll be there from 8:30 until 5. What's On Your Mind will be live there. Energy Matters live there. And over the noon hour, Gary Fileson will be there. And if you stop by and see Gary, get a copy of the book. Well, the first 10 copies, free, no charge. And you buy one as well. I'll give you a free one of mine. That was Todd's idea, just so you know. I'm not trying to show my book. And also, if you tell us how much you love America, $25 PetroServe USA gift card. Just tell us what you love about America. We'll do that tomorrow at PetroServe USA. You have to stop. You have to come in. You have to find us. Say, all right, here, I want to tell you. Here's my favorite thing about America. Boom! $25 gift certificate. We'll be giving you that. And so it should be a lot of fun. And Gary, as I say, will be there from noon until 1 on, that's tomorrow, Tuesday. Okay? Wednesday, I'm live at Generous Cherry's, exit 60, south of I-29. And south of Fargo, Frontier, they call it, actually, at the High Plains Apache location, actually. That's where High Plains Apache is located, right there. So easy to find us as well. Exit 60. All right, one other unfinished piece of business, and our the caller did not stick around to talk anymore about immigration cost to, you know, the rest of us. Illegal immigration, excuse me. Always want to differentiate between immigration, which we honestly need. We need, absolutely, but, it, you know, merit-based and obviously with proper protocol. Illegal immigration comes at a cost. He was saying, hey, you know, at a $700 apartment, it goes to $2,000 in California because they needed more housing. This, you know, there was diminished capacity, and so the prices went up. It's a good point. But anyway, he took off. The other thing I was going to tell you, the Canadian tariffs are not new. When we were talking to Gene last hour, we talked about them being new. These were the ones that were announced on May 31st. What is new is they go into effect, I guess, yesterday. That's new. Now, $12.6 billion and industrial metals to body wash, sort of a wide range of products. The steel and aluminum goods will be subject to a 25% tariff, while the miscellaneous goods will be subject to 10% tariff. I don't know. I'll do without shampoo from Canada for now. I'll be fine. Don't worry about it. While they're playing games. So
can you even name a Canadian shampoo?
A.
A.
Really, 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 really good. Really good stuff. That's big up there. Anyway, sorry, Canadians. I love you. We have listeners in two Canadian provinces, and we appreciate them. Gary Amonath is here. Gary's a former Republican Party chair, now heading up an effort to get a ballot measure on the ballot related to the integrity of our voting system, and is also a candidate for the state legislature. We may be calling him senator soon. I wonder. Yeah, could be fun. Gary, how are you? Welcome back.
Scott, thanks for having me on. It's busy Independence Day week, so a lot of people are going to be busy, I imagine, heading to lakes and having fun, but we're going to be busy out gathering signatures. We're trying to get the final push. We got to turn our signatures in a week from today. Need 27,000 of them. Yeah, need 27,000.
Well, I only got asked to sign the petition approximately 1,000 times at the Donald Trump rally. So you must be doing something right. There were a lot of folks that were out there asking. First, are you a resident of North Dakota? They would ask. Say, yep. Would you like to sign? I already signed it. Okay. All right.
Oh, good. Well, they're doing their job. I mean, we got a lot of ground to cover. I mean, we started late. We probably should have started months earlier, so that put a lot of pressure on us to kind of get there. But really, this is about North Dakotans for citizen voting, and we've had blue petitions. So if you see a blue petition out there, a lot of other people out there passing petitions. So the competition's been kind of intense. That's been a little bit of a challenge. And so I don't know who had the clever idea. I think I'd like to say I took credit for it. I'll take credit for it, but I'm not sure I did. But we said, let's have a different color paper. So we had to find it from the Secretary of State if we could do that, because if you see the blue petition, that's the North Dakota for citizen voting. And what we're doing is, Scott, is we're changing. If we're able to get the signature, get it turned in November, the ballot will have on that.
Yeah, you may want to make sure about that color paper thing, because you'd hate to have it flunked out just because of some technicality of the color of the paper.
Well, you're exactly. We're concerned. So we reached out to Secretary of State and said, hey, because we have to get the wording right. They have to pre-approve it. It goes to Attorney General. So we said, does it matter if it's on different colored paper? And they said, no, it does not. But okay, make sure. Good. Don't make the paper too dark so it's hard to read. So we went with the light sky blue. Now, I should have probably went red because of conservative is what I wanted to do. Like your shirt, Todd. Todd's got a big conservative red Republican shirt on today. I'm not sure he's wearing it because of Republican, but you do have that red shirt on. We were going to do that, but we were afraid the ink wouldn't come through. So we're light blue petition. But the petition, Scott, is really about changing our Constitution. The election will be in November. When the general election is, and we're just, it's very simple change. Section 1, Article 2 talks about in the general election, when an election is being held, it used to say, it says currently every citizen of the United States. It's really non-exclusive. So we've put in that it's only a citizen. And so just very simple, only a rather than every citizen of the United States who's attained the age of 18 and who's a North Dakota resident. But really, our law which is enforced, of course, which does require you to be a U.S. citizen and a resident. But, you know, when it's just in the law in our century code, you're one legislative session away from changing it. And so by putting it in our Constitution, it puts it in there for generations, makes it much more difficult to change the law. And the challenge has been around the country in places like Maryland. There's like a dozen cities, San Francisco, Chicago, Vermont, where these local city elections are allowing non-U.S. citizens to vote. And that's what the left's doing. They're beginning to drive local elections for non-U.S. citizens to vote. And so we've extended and added Section 3, which says what a qualified elector is. And then we identified that in these local elections, besides the federal and state, what that is, which includes district political subdivisions on any ballot measure, that they have to be a North Dakota resident and U.S. citizen on these local races as well. So that's really what it's about, Scott. We're making great progress. We're getting signatures fast and furious. We still need everybody's many signatures as we can. We got a tournament a week from today, so we sure need your help.
So think about this. This is a insurance policy. That once we get as many illegals across the border, and obviously the folks that want to get rid of ICE clearly want open borders. I don't know any other way to explain this. Tell me if I'm wrong, folks. Once they get them across, then they can vote too, right? I mean, so this is like the double whammy of completing what they're trying to do at the border.
And Scott, one of the issues that I would just say, where people say, well, you got to be a U.S. citizen and a resident of your particular state, but Donald Trump, won the Electoral College and, lost the popular vote. And he made the claim that, a couple million illegals voted. And there's been studies going back to 2008, 2010, and they kind of do a mathematical, work the numbers back, where there's about, they figure 15 to 20% of the illegals vote, in the elections. And, the congressional districts, now North Dakota, because we're one congressional district state, it doesn't apply. But when you get in different parts of the country, they count illegals that are living in that particular area in the population to allocate the congressional seats. So there's all kinds of things that illegal immigration issue ties back into. And while this doesn't have anything to do with immigration, it's really meant to preserve the right for U.S. citizens, encourage those that are not citizens, if you want to participate, go through the process and become a citizen so you have the rightful the right to actually vote in these elections the way it ought to be, rather than having a few million, which they say is the number nationally, that vote in every general election.
And again, if you sign yes on this petition, on the voter integrity thing, you're going to be making sure, you're just basically, it's an insurance policy that we're going to take it. Well, it's illegal now, it's not in the Constitution, let's get in the Constitution, then there's never any doubt. It's there, it's enshrined there, and it'll be bulletproof. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct, because we want it in the Constitution. So it takes a vote. The legislature just can't change something that's in the Constitution if they get together. And if I'm lucky enough to be elected to serve in the legislative session, we always have to go back to that Constitution when we look at laws and say, this, do we have the constitutional right to do such things? And, you know, you could take some cities across the state of North Dakota that are more liberal, and I won't name any, but there are some on the eastern half of the state. And consequently, they may change the city law. That would allow them to challenge the whole thing, and then we'd have all kinds of problems. Let's get into the Constitution. That's what this is about.
Can you stick around for another segment? We'll talk a little politics.
I will. I'd love to.
All right. We'll just try to talk a little bit about the landscape out there in the presidential race and also statewide as well. Stay tuned, folks. More coming.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Bill Prentice. Bill is the CEO of Meridian Energy. They are the developer of the Davis Refinery out in Billings County, and that has recently been approved by the state health department. So we're going to talk about where that is at right now. I mentioned earlier that I'll be Wednesday, July 4th, at Chandler's Cherries, exit 60, south of Fargo. It's right next door to High Plains Apache. In fact, Generous Jerry actually uses part of the High Plains Apache location right now. And if you're looking for a great employer, good team, great you know, salary, benefits, I'm telling you, the folks at Apache are hiring right now. That's right, they are. High Plains Apache, of course, is in Mandan, in Frontier, south of Fargo. And online at highplainsapache.com. And when you spray as much as you do, you need support from folks that know the game. Nobody knows spray application like the folks at High Plains Apache. Call them at 701-663-2375. Stop and see them in Mandan, across from Culver's, or across from or exit 60, south of Fargo, across from Walmart, is on I-29. Okay, back with our conversation with Gary Emineth. Gary is a candidate for the state legislature on the ballot in Bismarck this year. He's also a former Republican Party chair, and he's setting up this effort to get a Constitution clarification to make sure you can't be illegal and vote. Sounds like a lot of sense to me. I don't know about you, but I think it makes perfect sense. I want to start here for a second and kind of compare the national scene to the North Dakota scene, Gary, on the political question. Chuck Todd from MSNBC interviewing Senator Maria Cantwell yesterday on Meet the Press. Listen to this and tell me what you catch.
There was one person quoted, one activist quoted in the New York Times today saying, you know, they'd like to see some civil disobedience in the Senate. Do you buy into that?
Well, I tell you what, I'm all for making sure this debate gets every bit of attention. But I'm so anxious to hear whatever this nominee has to say. Is the president able to pardon himself? Do you believe in the emoluments clause, that basically there should be a conflict of interest, that if there is one, the president shouldn't be able to participate in special self-interest? I want to know what he thinks about the Mueller, the process of how far the Mueller investigation needs to go, and will they fight to protect that?
Yeah,
I'm interested in hearing what kind of nominee is going to be on the bench, and if the president is under indictment, what is that nominee going to do about that? So these are monumental questions, and this is a person who wants 40 years on the court, or probably 40 years. I want at least 40 minutes to hear what they have to say about these important issues.
Okay, so here's the deal. Two-part thing here. First of all, the civil disobedience being cheerleaded by Chuck Todd from MSNBC. I love that. And Maria Cantwell, of course, a senator from, Pacific Northwest. And she, I think Washington, maybe Oregon, I can't remember. But anyway, she is giving you the blueprint on what they're going to do to this upcoming Supreme Court nominee. No nominee answers those questions. They know that, but that's their game. What I want to ask you, Gary, is that the civil disobedience thing. Have you ever seen anything like we have in politics right now? I mean, and now to the point they want civil disobedience, and they're actually saying that. That's the first thing I want to explore with you. Have you seen anything like this before?
No, this is ridiculous. When you just look at the far left and how they're promoting violence and the extremes they're going to promote this civil disobedience, and now they're talking about in the U.S. Senate. And, I mean, the thing is, they're desperate. Kennedy going off the Supreme Court, this is a nightmare for them for this midterm election. And so they're having to take extreme measures to try to rile up the base. Of course, you see it on CNN, which is the far-left news, and as Trump calls them, fake news. They're out to try to stir up the base on issues that it's just part of the process. That will, you know, the Senate is always about respecting one another and kind of working through it. And you saw a little bit more rancorous fighting in the House. But, I mean, this whole idea of the left taking this on at this level is bad for the country. We need to be working together. And, you know, since President Trump got elected, you know, and we all saw the many videos on YouTube, how they're so the stress from those people over after Trump won. I mean, they were mourning for months, and they haven't given up. You know, we're already at midterm, elections coming up, and they're still trying to get him out of office. I mean, these people need to give it up, you know, support our president. Let's deal with things that he's leading the country in the right direction on. And I think it's going to backfire in the liberals, and the average American You know, I go back to, Scott, when you and I were back involved at the Tea Party. You know, here was a conservative group of people who came out, brought their lawn chairs, their flags. They would go on the steps of the Capitol or parks. They would bring their lawn chairs, bring a flag. They opened up with the word of prayer. They would do the Pledge of Allegiance. And, you know, they would have some chatter. And, you know, yeah, maybe a few people got a little extra fired up. But at the end, everybody picked up their garbage, the lawn chair, went home. And they got involved in the Republican process, which is why our majorities continue to move. And many of those people are supporting Donald Trump today. And this effort by the left to actually move towards violence is going to back. It's going to have a whiplash back. It's going to hurt them. And back in the end of the day, it's going to cause them the success they think they're going to have. It's not going to be a blue wave at all, in my opinion.
Did you see the tweet? This Dina Baird, who's a national committee woman for the Democrats in North Dakota. Ondine goes by, Dina Baird, about Kevin Cramer. I mean, in the file.
I did not.
You got to see
but
it.
I don't look at her stuff. She has a tendency to use lots of bad words, and she is extreme. That's the problem with the Democrat Party. There's a fight within the party for this far-left Bernie Sanders socialism, just like the lady in New York, that end up winning up that, you know, the primary up there. I mean, it's the point is they are far left. They're not mainstream.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, let me give you another one. Tony Bender, he's a newspaper publisher, and I like the guy. You know, I mean, he's a likable guy, but there's something about Trump that makes him go crazy. He put up this weekend, or just after the rally of Trump, a picture of a priest holding a crucifix doing an exorcism.
Unbelievable.
Okay? And
yeah.
Said this was needed at the Trump rally. And I'm like, Tony, you're saying that the devil is, you know, possessed Donald Trump. Do you realize what you're saying and how offensive that is to me? I mean, their extreme rhetoric is just unbelievable.
Well, they forget the American people elected Donald Trump president of the United States, and they'll probably reelect him in 2020. These people have to get over it and figure out how to take our country forward and work together to solve the problems we have rather than this vile. It's like they want a revolution. I mean, and it's totally out of hand, and it needs to be dealt with.
Only about a half a minute left, but give us a good plug on your legislative race. People fired up about it?
Well, yeah. You know, we're starting to go door to door. It's going to be a busy time. We have a tough opponent. My opponent's a very liberal, second most liberal senator. And so we're going to go door to door and let the people know, get to know folks. And we're looking forward to a rigorous campaign this fall. And if with any Lord willing, we'll be able to serve in the Senate. But I'm looking forward to get out, meet the people, and let them know where we stand on the issues. So it's going to be a fun fall as we get out, meet the people in Bismarck.
Fun running for office for the first time?
You know, it's a little different when you're helping campaigns, which I've been doing for a few years, but not having had your name in the ballot, it's a little different than humbling when you get people out working. I had about 25 people in my home last week working on a project we're going to launch over the 4th of July. We're excited about that, so look forward to that.
All right, Gary, good talking to you.
Thanks,
we'll
Scott.
See you again soon. You bet.
Have
good luck in those signatures. Look for those blue sheets, folks. Make sense. Voter integrity. Gary Ammon is our guest. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Scott Hannon here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Thileson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here, not all ups, but downs, and how you react to them, and what you do, and how you take life lessons very young, lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. And Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thileson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book. Read it. And pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Thileson. You'll enjoy it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as a U.S. man faces charges for a terror plot that the FBI says was going to take place in downtown Cleveland on the 4th of July. The FBI is saying that Demetrius Pitts has been taken into custody and has made statements supporting Al-Qaeda. He's been charged with providing material support to a foreign terrorist group. President Trump is congratulating Mexico's president-elect, who has said he'll be demanding Trump's respect. Andres Manuel López Obrador, winning Mexico's presidential election yesterday. Former U.S. Ambassador to Mexico Roberta Jacobson, who resigned that post in March, says of López Obrador,
that he takes this relationship seriously, that he does not think that it needs to be descend into insults.
She spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Serve USA, two Pizza Corner pizzas for $11, three Mars candy bars for $1, the best burgers in the entire state of North Dakota, bar none. You'll never find a better burger, and you know what better to get ready for Independence Day than a good burger, right? So you can kind of get yours down for the holiday. And also, North Dakota's richest man and a good-hearted man, Gary Tharaldson, author of the book Open Secrets to Success. The Gary Tharaldson story will be there from noon until 1. So you can have one of those burgers over the lunch hour. First 10 folks get a free copy of the book. Gary will sign it for you. The books will be available to purchase there. You can say hi. Largest hotel developer in the United States. Nobody bigger, and it started. The first one was in Valley City, a Super 8 right there. Isn't that cool? I love it. So we'll see you there tomorrow at Petroserve USA. Fill up on E15. Have a grand old time with us. We're looking forward to it. Our next guest is the CEO of Meridian Energy. That is the company building the Davis Refinery in Billings County, Bill Prentice, with us on the program today to talk a little bit about this project and how things are coming along. Bill, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you for having me, Scott.
Good. So I think the last time we talked, we were talking a little bit about a permit process with the Department of Health, and we also chatted with Dave Glatt last week, and he did a very good job of walking through how rigorous that process is, which should quiet any reasonable critic anyway, we'd hope. Now that the permit is done, what's next?
Well, you know, we were in that process so long that we took a very long collective sigh of relief as a company, and for the last 2 weeks, we've just been kind of reorganizing things to move forward. We've actually started activities in the field, staking, got some administrative stuff out of the way with the county. And we're going to go ahead and actually start grading here pretty quickly. At the same time, we're in detailed design, and we're going to build a refinery.
Through the process, and they take a long time, there's no doubt about that, but through that, was there any particular thing you think that sticks out that you would like people to know, what others were saying about it that just wasn't proven out in the report? I mean, anything of the concerns raised that you'd like to make sure people know was not accurate?
Well, the whole process being the air quality permit brought to the surface a lot of concerns about the project. It just had nothing to do with air quality. So setting that aside for a minute, the air quality issues themselves were substantial. It's the biggest project that they've ever looked at here, I think, in terms of air quality and the kind of engineering in it. Also, it's the first time that any first time a lot of this technology has been put together in one place. So there was a lot of resistance to the idea that you could do this as a minor source. When we first filed at the Department of Health, quite frankly, I don't think they believed that we could do it. And they really put us through the wringer. We were not happy about it at the time. And, you know, we went through a much longer and more rigorous process than we thought that we should have had to do, because we obviously knew that we could do this. So, yeah, we complained about it bitterly. We whined like babies and yet got through it. Now we got the permit. And, you know, sometime about 6-8 months ago, it became obvious that we had finally proven our point technologically. So the health department and even people in other agencies, including EPA and so forth, who health department was collaborating with at the time, finally said, okay, yeah, I think they can do this. So here we go.
I learned a lot about the process and how rigorous it is. There's a lot of rhetoric out there about it, how it's a rubber stamp, and it's far from a rubber stamp. You look at how extensive, how many hours, how many, you know, all of which, of course, you end up paying for as part of the project as well. But, you know, even I learned that they go to every one of your vendors and make them prove out exactly the various models as to what their part of the project would do, so that they have a 100%, sort of a check, if you will, on all the benchmarks. So you don't get much more rigorous than that, do you?
No, and because of the fact it was all fairly new in terms of being in one place at one time, we did have to go through much more detailed engineering than would be normal in a project at this phase. Now, you know, we've had to do that now looking ahead. Okay, there's less work for us to do over the next 3 months because of that. So that was good. It's just that when you're guys like this trying to put a project together, any delay becomes a source of tremendous impatience, and we're just not very patient to start with anyway. So yeah, it was not easy to deal with, but they knew what they were doing and they put us through the ringer, and here we are. I'm happy they did this. It makes it a lot cleaner going forward.
Has the delay at all caused issues about the timeline going forward and building it? Or, I mean, you know, there's financing issues. Anything that is now in need of shoring up as a result of the length of the process?
No, it's just that you get everything ready to go and then stack it on a shelf and wait for the permit to arrive. You have to kind of wake people up again when that's done, and that's what we've been doing over the last 2 weeks. Get everybody back on their feet and ready to go.
But the financing's complete for the project, or lined up, or no issues regarding the financing at all?
No, the financing for a project like this is built upon a stack of paper that is enormous and includes the permit issues and all the backup to the permits. But now that we have the final permit, there has to be a process of working through exactly what that does to the capital cost estimates and so forth, so you can finalize all the financing. So, you know, we've got, a couple months left to finalize that. But in the meantime, enough engineering has been done to begin the site work. So, Meridian has sufficient financing to go ahead and do all of those preliminaries. We just need to go ahead and get finalized on financing before we order equipment around the end of the year.
When do you hope to have this refinery operational?
Right now, again, because of the time that we actually gained by the additional engineering, we think I'm looking at a hand-drawn schedule now based upon having received the permit 2 weeks ago. So, you know, a lot of this still has to be worked out. But assuming we don't have any issues with steel or long lead equipment items, because of international trade issues, the schedule shows that we're in operation mid 2020. So 2 years, basically.
And who will be your customers? Where will the product go?
Well, first customer our base is, you know, within, let's say, 300 miles of the project. You know, a couple of years ago, when you had some bad weather there, you might recall that there were shortages of propane and diesel in some areas. So, you know, we have local distributors that have first call on those materials, especially during kind of crisis situations. But with the uptake in drilling activity, diesel demand is extensive throughout the region. What we call our bottoms coming out of the distillation unit actually meets the requirements for the International Maritime Organization for low sulfur bunker fuel. So all of that will go to the Great Lakes, and it's actually in high demand. So even our residual oil is in high demand in the region. You know, we've had people wanting to enter into discussions for long-term supply for diesel all the way south into Texas, where there are shortages. So, you know, when we first started working on this guy, you know, it looked more like a purely local supply arrangement, local supply from local crude. But I think our products are going to end up going out further than that.
Interesting. And the Davis refinery, you said, is the first built in how many years?
Well, there's a number of firsts here. It's the first full conversion refinery, meaning not just a topping unit. The first full conversion refinery in 40 years. It's also going to be the cleanest refinery on the planet when it's done. And it's also the first major refinery like this ever built by a development stage company. So, you know, it's an important first in several respects. We're pretty proud of all of that.
And the location was chosen why? Tell us a little bit about how that's a good location for you.
Well, the location was chosen by the original founder of the company, a group of people that are expatriates from North Dakota that came back to North Dakota to repurchase the family farm. And they saw the oil activity and decided one of the ways to avoid all of these young kids leaving the state when they've finished high school or college is to create jobs there. So they wanted to create a place for jobs in southwestern North Dakota. They picked the site after consultation with Burlington and a couple of other people. When I got involved, I took a hard look at it and did some engineering studies. And as far as logistics and transportation cost and proximity to the Bakken crude, it couldn't be better. You know, it's right at the confluence of a number of pipeline assets. I-94 goes east and west right through there, Federal Highway 85 north and south, and the rail runs right through the property. So it's actually a perfect location. You know, I would have rather had the national park a little bit further away from where the project was going to be built, but you can't ask the park to move. So, you know, we took a look at the fact that by being that close to the national park, you have to meet Class 1 air emission standards, which means it's got to be as clean as anything can possibly be. So we looked at the cost of doing that and decided, okay, this industry is in need of some lessons learned on how to go ahead and build a plant that can be built anywhere because it's clean. And that's what we set out to do. We finally proved it a couple weeks ago.
That's fantastic. Well, it's going to be fun to watch it unfold. Look forward to watching it go. Yet another project. Total price tag, quickly, Bill, would be what?
Less than $1 billion.
Less than $1 billion. Got it. But a lot of investment, a lot of jobs, and, of course, ultimately when it's done, great for diesel users, propane users, too. Thank you, Bill. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Scott.
You bet. Take care. The CEO of Meridian Energy, the Davis Refinery developer, our guest on What's On Your Mind. More after this.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you could save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today the day you find a way to save some money on your bottom line, you have a business. Go to hatandsons.com. That's hatandsons.com. It's the website for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Under the commercial link, you'll find a video there that's very helpful about how you can lower your costs. Bring yourself some certainty to the bottom line. It really makes a lot of sense. You know, H.A. Thompson & Sons has been at this since 1908. Harry Elbert Thompson has started this. The grandfather of the individual, Mark Thompson, Mark and Claudia Thompson, and their daughters that now continue to serve so many folks all across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Harry Elbert was actually Mark Thompson's dad's name, too, and he's a brother named Harry Elbert, too. So, I always like telling you that because that's where H.A. Thompson & Sons came from. Makes it real. Harry Elbert. Got it! 10 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. There's a story yesterday in the newspapers by Rob Port, who's a blogger and a columnist. And Rob is conservative, no doubt about that. In fact, there's a story about him and I and some other left-wing talk show hosts today in the a few newspapers around the state that you can find related to the Senate race, talking about how they're playing out. Interestingly enough, I got a kick out of this because one of them is saying, you know, okay, Scott Hannon supports Kevin Cramer. I do because he's the conservative on the ballot. Of course I do, right? And, you know, there's somebody else that has a sister who's running, and who do you think he supports? His sister. And he's a liberal Democrat. Like, she's a liberal Democrat, right? So, I mean, you'd expect that. But they're trying to say basically, like, well, you know, I emceed one thing for, you know, Kevin Cramer, and, you know, he's in a TV ad. It's the same thing. It's not the same thing. I mean, when you're, when your blood relative, your sibling is running, for the U.S. Senate, and then you're on a program, and then you interview your sister, but your sister won't come on other places and, take questions from the audience, that really smells something fierce. You know, something, quite honestly, she was very critical of Rick Berg for doing. He pounded away on Rick Berg that he wouldn't go on, you know, talk radio. Now, she doesn't. One of many reasons why things are a little goofy. Also, speaking of the Heitkamp race, I just want to do this and I'll get to what I want to tell you. Do you remember the little snippet we played of Senator Heitkamp out in front of the gates of the White House talking about how she just left the White House and she had this meeting and the president asked me to come and me, and here's what I talked to him about, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. There are five U.S. senators there, five, which didn't exactly get relayed in any of the things she had put out. Five. Count them, five. Yep. This big group meeting. Now, she claimed in this group meeting to have talked about not only the Supreme Court nominee, which is why she was there, and she should be there. She should be there. It's not any extraordinary treatment for her. That's just proper. You know, the president's going to talk to anybody that's a potential yes vote. But she also had this laundry list of things she was talking about. One of them was trade. And that's what I want to talk about here. And I'm not sure she got to everything she said she got to. I don't know. But it's a little odd that, you know, with, you know, five senators that you're going to be able to bring up. And another thing, and another thing, and another thing, Mr. President. But anyway, so Rob, I'm back to Rob. He writes this a column for the Forum and other papers. And he says Trump did little to address North Dakota's trade fears. These are one of these articles of Rob Port. He gets so much grief, and he's told me as much. Tells me that he gets you know, grief from his editors if he you know, isn't. This is amazing. This is a commentary. Okay, the news pages are very different. The news stories are very different. They ought to be balanced. This is a commentary, and they give him grief for commentaries that he should, you know, not always be critical of Heidi. Do something else. So, you know, sadly, it's Rob Port having to contort himself, being part of a mainstream fake news, you know, news organization. This is the stuff you have to do. You start inventing stuff. I want him to go back and listen. I mean, he wasn't there. I hope he was paying attention to every word and read the transcript. But the president did address the trade fears. He did. And I thought the best way he did it was in his interview with he said some of the same things that he said in the event, but specifically, Chris Berg asked him, you know, what message he had for farmers.
Last question to our farmers. They're a little bit nervous about the tariffs. What do you say to the great farmers?
First of all, they're great patriots. Just hang in there a little while. We're doing the tariffs. They're negotiating with us. If you look at Canada, they've shut you out. And you see what's happening. If you look at the European Union, you can't sell your product in there, or it's very hard to.
And they tax you, and they barrier you. You know, they put these non-monetary barriers up, and they're ridiculous. Hang in. We're going to open up the markets like you've never seen before. Don't forget.
Hang in. Farmers, we're going to open up the markets like we never did before. Don't forget, farmers have been flatlining. Todd, could you not hear that?
Barely at first.
Barely at first. All right, we got a little technical issue with that audio. I don't know why, but if you could fix that, Kevin, we're not going to unfortunately have time to fix it now. But you know, he basically said, "Hang in there, you, farmers. You've been flatlining at best, right? And we're fighting for you. Just hang in there." Remember, same thing from two different individuals directly that I personally know, where the president has said, "The longer we wait, the better the deals get." Senator Hoeven told us on this program, NAFTA was already better than it currently is. They want it to be better yet. So I think he did address trade fears. I'm sorry if you didn't hear that. I heard it, but some people didn't hear it, so I know something with the audio. Okay, folks, we'll see you tomorrow. Remember, PetroServe USA, exit 292, Valley City, $25 gift cards free if you tell us, here's what I love about America. See you there tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in a sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.